This is Straight FM. Welcome back to the Harrogate Family Law Show. So, Carol, according to the latest figures from the Office of National Statistics, almost half of all children born are not born to parents who are married or in a civil partnership. So what is the financial position if unmarried parents separate?
Well, James, the Children Act 1989 enables parents of children to make financial claims on behalf of children for a payment to the child or for the benefit of the child. But this does only include birth children, doesn't include stepchildren. The financial claims can include lump sums for the benefit of the child, for example, to purchase a home for the child or to cover costs incurred when a child is born, or, for example, to buy a car for transporting the child or making improvements to a home for the benefit of a child. There can also be a transfer of property, which can be allocated as a home for the child indefinitely or for a fixed period of time, for example, until they're 18. And maintenance. The Child Maintenance Service, though, usually deals with maintenance for children instead of the court. So an application to the court for maintenance can only be made in circumstances. And this is such as when the paying parent lives abroad or the child has a disability, which means they have further financial needs. You can also apply for payment of school fees or where the paying parent is a high earner and top-up maintenance can be applied for on top of that ordered by the Child Maintenance Service.
So what practical arrangements can a cohabiting couple make to put themselves in a better position?
Well, to be honest, the best thing to do is to marry, but many people don't want to do so. So if they don't marry, then they should have an agreement drawn up setting out their intentions and expectations in respect of their property and financial arrangements. They can set out their respective shares in property when they buy a home, and it's or if it's transferred into joint names, and that can be registered at the land registry. They can make a will. They can also give each other power of attorney so that they can handle each other's financial affairs or make decisions for each other in the event of one of them becoming incapacitated. They can nominate each other to receive the death benefit from their pensions, and they could take on a life policy and critical illness policy with each of them being the beneficiary to protect them in the event of one of them dying or becoming ill. And ideally, they would each contribute to pension funds rather than one of them only holding the pension fund. But I strongly recommend that if anyone's planning to cohabit, they should speak to a solicitor about their legal position so they can look at the best arrangements for them and for their partner and to avoid any pitfalls. And if a couple are buying a house together or a home is being transferred, they should each take advice separately from different solicitors to make sure that they understand fully what their legal position will be and discuss what they would expect to happen in the event of separation or death. And if someone's separating from their partner, they should seek advice from a family lawyer who has specialist knowledge in this area of the law, because it is very complex and any incorrect or incomplete advice can add to unnecessary acrimony and additional legal costs.
So if people want to find out more, Carol, they want to get in touch with you at Harrogate Family Law, how do they do that to get some advice?
Oh, they can email me at Harrogate Family Law, or they can telephone us on 01423 594 680.
And you can find a link through to the website on our website as well at strayfm.com. Carol, thank you so much for coming on to the show today, and we look forward to seeing you hopefully again next month.
Thank you, James.